In this bulletin, embattled Nationals MP Andrew Broad announces he won't stand the next federal election. Two men drown and another missing on the New South Wales mid-north coast. And in cricket, Australia beats India by 146 runs in the second test. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Chakanelos. Nationals MP Andrew Broad has announced he won't stand at the next election. It comes following revelations the married MP used a dating website to meet a younger woman on a trip to Hong Kong. Mr Broad will repay two taxpayer-funded domestic flights after it was revealed they were part of the trip. He will also return almost $480 for the flights between Mildura in his northern Victorian electorate of Mallee and Melbourne in September. National Senator Matt Canavan says the party must now find a new candidate to run for the seat of Mallee at the next election.
I take no seat for granted. There's no such thing as a safe seat anymore. We've seen plenty of examples of that in the past decade in particular, where seats on very high margins have been ultimately lost through very high swings. So we never take it for granted. Obviously, we'll have a task in front of us to select a new candidate.
The Independent Commission Against Corruption has raided the New South Wales Labor Party headquarters in Sydney. The Sydney Morning Herald newspaper reports investigators arrived at the offices looking for records as part of an ongoing investigation. Senior union and Labor Party officials are in Adelaide at the Labor Party's national conference and were not present. Labor is promising changes to the Fair Work Commission to make it easier for workers in female-dominated industries to get a pay rise. If the party wins the next federal election, it proposes to pay equity into legislation to govern the Workplace Relations Tribunal. Labor will also provide the Commission with extra resources and capacity to conduct pay equity reviews, as well as order pay increases in female-dominated industries. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek says the pay gap is one of the most persistent forms of inequality in the Australian economy.
Women working in female-dominated industries earn, on average, about $30,000 less than the men in the most male-dominated industries earn. I don't think it's a question of whether this gender pay gap really exists in female-dominated industries. It's how do we determine how large it is and how best to deal with it.
Two men have drowned and a third is missing after they and three teenagers got into trouble at a beach on the mid-north New South Wales coast. A search for the missing man resumed at Moonee Beach near Coffs Harbour this morning after it was called off in fading light and deteriorating surf conditions on Monday evening. Two girls aged 15 and 17 and a 15-year-old boy were rescued when they got into difficulty last night, but two men aged 35 and 45 could not be saved. The third man, a 28-year-old, hasn't been found. The Climate Council has released a shopping list of Australian food producers who use renewable energy as part of a bid to give consumers an idea of the cost to the environment of food production. Climate Council CEO Amanda McKenzie says she wants people to use the report to inform the food they buy before the holiday season. Australia have defeated India by 146 runs in the second test in Perth to level the four-test series 1-all. India were bowled out for 140 after they resumed on Tuesday at 5 for 112. Mitchell Starc and Nathan Lyon took 3 wickets each for Australia. Lyon told the Seven Network the team's strong finish in the first test gave it confidence going into the second test. Airbnb is denying claims it reversed a decision to stop listing properties in Israeli settlements in the West Bank. The claim was made on Monday by Israel's tourism minister. The controversial policy was announced in November. Australia have defeated India by 146 runs in the second test in Perth to level the four-test series 1-all. India were bowled out for 140 after they resumed on Tuesday at 5 for 112. Mitchell Starc and Nathan Lyon took 3 wickets each for Australia. Lyon told the Seven Network the team's strong finish in the first test gave it confidence going into the second test.
We spoke about that as a team as well. We took a lot out of that. So we knew that if we come here and did the base basics well enough and put India under enough pressure, then hopefully we'll get the reward. So we definitely did that.
Let's check out the weather for tomorrow now. It'll be sunny in Perth and 29 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 36. In Melbourne, a shower or 2, 26. A possible late shower in Hobart, 21 degrees. Much the same for Canberra, 29. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 23 degrees. A shower or 2 for both Sydney and Newcastle, 25 in those two cities. In Brisbane, a possible morning shower and 31. In Cairns, sunny and 35. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.